A number of Baba lovers have told me that Baba had always told his lovers when they came here to see him from the West that when they were returning that they should go straight from here to the States or to England or wherever, and to not stop anyplace else and not do any other business. To just go immediately back. And I'd like you to comment on that and whether you think that this is also fit for us now.
You know, only 3 days have passed when I have written a long letter to a certain person who had asked the same question.
Oh, really?
And I said, please circulate. Now I won't be able to repeat this to people because so many people are asking this question. Please share this letter with others. And I have given a copy to Heather to put it in the newsletter next time. It was some Richard who...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You want to read out?
Yeah. Read out properly, slowly, because Elizabeth wants to know that.
Marizad, 2nd August 1987. Dear Richard, J. Mehr Babu.
Who is that Richard, do you know? What's his second name?
Sturmer.
Sturmer.
Your letter of 22-7-87 arrived yesterday. And while I do not ordinarily indulge in correspondence these days, as many people ask the question you have asked, I felt I should write you briefly. When you come, we can discuss it more fully, if you wish.
Then we'll discuss it, of course, with you.
It is true that Baba would often stress to those visiting him, most especially his lovers, that they should return home directly after having his darshan, seeing him and being with him. We can never presume to know the whys of Baba's orders, but I have gathered that there were at least two reasons for this directive of Baba's. One is that after visiting Baba, his lovers tend to reflect something of the love they have received from him. Baba wanted them to return home directly, so that all those who were not fortunate enough to be able to be with Baba and see him might benefit from those who did and share in their account of their visit. Secondly, some who came to see Baba for his blessings were not blessed with one-pointed love and dedication to beloved Baba, and they had a tendency to want to visit saints or personages on their way home to gather more and more of the blessings from them. Some would feel, quote, as long as we have come all this distance, we might as well visit a saint on our way back, end of quote. This attitude did not please Baba at all, and he would time and again remind his loved ones who visited him to take his love back to their home directly and not fritter it away in pursuit of gathering blessings from saints, yogis, and masters on their way home, or by being tempted to have sightseeing tours to nearby places after visiting him. What I usually tell people when they ask is that if they feel their love is sufficiently strong and stable and one-pointed, there can be no harm in sightseeing on their way home. Of course, the question of visiting some other saint does not arise, as no Baba lover would ever wish to get involved with any saint, yogi, or master at any time. Many prefer to do their sightseeing before they come here, so they may return directly home afterwards. You are not only free to interpret Baba's wish as you see fit, but you should do whatever you feel would please Baba, regardless of whatever I might say. Best, though, is to abide by loved Baba's wish, without reasoning and without whys and wherefore, and return home directly after visiting him at his abode, Marabad and Marizad. I hope, dear brother, this answers your question. I also hope that if anyone should raise this question, that you will share this reply with them, as I really do not have time these days to write letters in response to questions.
Thank you. So now the thing is whether we should go and see sightseeing like places like Ellora Cave, places like Imampur Mosque, places like Taj Mahal, this there. Naturally, the question arises there, should we go? And to Elizabeth I would say, sure, go. Why not? Go, because Baba had been to those places so often and has taken us there. Now that you are here, go. Because that doesn't mean that you will make your sightseeing visit as the primary, what you call,
purpose
of your visit, but it's a secondary thing. It's like that. It was mainly intended for those who came for, wanted to go here and there. Apart from sightseeing, it was that they would want to go and pay a visit to saints or sages and all that. So that's what Baba didn't like it. And one day he asked me, it went to an extent so often that whenever there would be darshan programs and all that, people would come. Like now, you have heard of Nariman and Meiji, you have heard, no?
Yeah.
They are so close to us. So when they have the darshan of Baba, Baba still tells them that now you go back home straight. These are the early years. And in case if Baba has not repeated that to them, this is the umpteenth visit, I don't know how many times they come and go, must be say 100th time they have come. So every time they come, they are being told like that. Perchance if he misses telling them, he says, go and tell them. Before they leave, go and tell them that they should go back home straight. So I'll go there and tell them. Time and again it would be like that, you see. So one day I couldn't resist the temptation. I says, what is this? These are people, our own loved ones and all that, and they have been told hundreds of times like that. And why every time they come we have to go and tell them like that? I said, Baba, they know it. And when I go there, they always tell me that we know it. Baba has told us and we are going home straight and all that. But he didn't answer, didn't say anything. Just kept quiet. I had to blurt out and that's finished, that's forgotten. And he didn't say anything. A year or a year and a half may have passed by. One day I'm driving him from here to Mehrabad. At a place somewhere here, halfway, there's that culvert there, you know. Formerly there was no bridge over, but we had to pass through the bed of the river. So there we came, naturally we stopped there. And he says to me, out of the blue, he says, what do the people in the world do when they love? When a man, what does a man do when his beloved, after a long time, invites him to come and see her? I said, well, he will be overjoyed and he will want to take the first opportunity and be there. So, with just that, he says, I said, no. If he has not seen her for a long time, he would try to immediately go out in the market and take some presents or buy some presents or flowers or this or that. That's the worldly way. And suppose if he has to go to his beloved, at a long distance, she has invited him, and on the way in transit, there is some time in between, change of railway carriages or trains or planes or anything. So if there is time in between, what would he do there? He is all the time eager to go. He would be just cursing the time that is passing by and all that. That's what I am telling him. And he is asking me. He says, do the people in the world do that? I said, yes. That will be the tendency of one who is longing to be with his beloved and to be there. But there is still time in the town, in that town where there is that halt. Would he ever intend to go to a prostitute while away his time or do that or anything? I said, that is unheard of if he has. So he says, that's what happened. What suppose if he were to do that and if his beloved were to come to know of it, what would be the reaction? I don't put two and two together, but this is the conversation that is taking place. I am giving you an account of it. So I said, she will be very hurt naturally. Most probably all the connection will be cut off. It's but natural. says, it will be sad. I said, yeah. So then he tells me, this is the reason why I dare not, care not for my loved ones. That perchance the connection is cut off. They come to me for love. I bestow upon them my love and all that. And if on their way back they fritter it away and do this and do that, how would I feel? That's the only thing that he had told us as a sequel to all this. But then he would also encourage people, have you been to Taj Mahal yet or not? No. Those who have become stable in his love. Then, I have been there so often, and then he'll tell me to recount the stories, this, that, and all that. Go and see them, go there. So it rests with you, whether you are stable or not, whether you are firm in your love for them. That's the only thing. But in general, to the general public, go back straight. Yeah. Lest you slip on a banana peel.